His check on stores we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Forecast from Pat Pagano. Should be a nice day today with sunny skies, mid-50s. We'll get the full details on the forecast in a few minutes. Salisbury Bank has announced its annual Fill the Basket Food Drive, collecting food and donations for local food pantries. It's part of the ongoing commitment to help local food pantries feed those in need. It's their 14th annual. It starts today. All 14 branches of the bank located in Berkshire, Litchfield, Dutchess, Orange, and Ulster counties, collecting donations of non-perishable food items and household supplies. Cash donations also will be accepted. All donated items, as well as monetary contributions collected, will be donated directly to the local food pantries serving each area. Local pantries are in need of a variety of donations, including but not limited to canned goods, cereals, macaroni and cheese, cake mix, peanut butter, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, tomato sauce. Household necessities such as paper towels, diapers, shampoo, and soap are also needed. Sharon Hospital will host two in-person roundtable discussions, providing an open forum for the community members to ask questions and provide feedback on the facility's transformative plans. Sessions will meet at the following locations and are limited to no more than 15 people in compliance with COVID-19 safety protocols. Advance registration is required on a first-come, first-served basis. Masks are required and social distancing will be enforced. Because of the limited capacity available, community members are respectfully requested to register for only one session. Meeting dates are Tuesday, November 9th from 6 to 7:30 at the Sharon Town Hall, Thursday, November 18th from 4 to 5:30 at the Interlaken in 74 Interlaken Road in Lakeville. To register, email Sharon Hospital at New Vance Health or call 845-554-1734 with your name and phone number. Community members are encouraged to visit newvancehealth.org/Sharon Hospital Transformation for the latest updates on the transformational plan, including a recording of the September 29th community update presentation. The New York Appellate Division unanimously affirmed the decision of Dutchess County Supreme Court judge to situate a polling place on the Bard College campus for District 5 voters. The unanimous four-judge Appellate Division panel agreed with Judge Rosa and petitioners Bard College, faculty, and students on all counts. The appeals court found that following Bard's prior 2020 litigation victory, which resulted in polling locations on campus, the commissioner continued efforts in 2021 to prevent on-campus voting were arbitrary and capricious. New York Attorney General Letitia James announced her bid for the 2022 gubernatorial race on Friday, a day after former Governor Andrew Cuomo was hit with a criminal complaint related to allegations detailed in James's sexual harassment report that led to his resignation. She'll face a formidable field, including Governor Kathy Hochul, who has said she will run for a full term after replacing Cuomo earlier this year. The Boston Symphony Orchestra has announced a slate of off-season performances and other events at Tanglewood Learning Institute and the Center for Music and Learning. The four-building complex off Hawthorne Road opened in 2019 as the first heated year-round venue on the grounds of the orchestra's summer festival. The schedule from November to April includes four Sunday afternoon chamber music programs performed by BSO musicians and guest artists. In addition, at 11 a.m. November 20th, the Learning Institute will co-host with Boston Public Radio Station WBUR the taping of a BSO concert for very young people, an episode of the children's podcast Circle Round, adapting folk tales into radio plays, featuring BSO musicians performing with Berkshire-based actor Karen Allen, as well as Megan Boone, Scott Cohen, Maria Heller, and Peter Reigert. Great Barrington debates whether or not to restrict short-term housing rentals. A billboard appeared that underscores the presence at hand. Quote, monetize your vacation home, it reads, against the backdrop of a picturesque, presumably Berkshire ridgeline. The billboard on State Road includes a phone number and a website that leads not to a local property management agent, to one of 136 miles away in Boston. A joint meeting of the Select Board and Planning Board will be held in November. The draft then would go to the Planning Board for discussion and possible amendments, and then to a public hearing. If it survives all that, the proposed bylaw would go back to the Select Board and Planning Board for final recommendations. Then in the spring, the voters would have their way with it. So meetings coming up this week. Today, the Salisbury Board of Selectmen are meeting from 5 till 6. Village of Millerton has a workshop meeting at 6 p.m. Region 1 has a Board of Education meeting at 6:30. In Sharon, the Park and Recreation Commission has a meeting at 6:30. Weebatuck Central School District has a Board of Education meeting via Zoom at 7 o'clock tonight. Select Board meeting in Sheffield being held at the second floor meeting room tonight at 7 p.m. St. John's Lutheran Church has their Election Day luncheon at the Ankrum Firehouse on County Route 7, November 2nd, 11 till 2, or until sold out. Only takeouts available. For more information, 518-329-2922. No reservations. First come, first serve. The town of Canaan and Falls Village has a free vaccination clinic coming up November 2nd from 2 till 6 p.m. The vaccination clinic will be at the Falls Village Emergency Services Center on Route 7, providing free COVID vaccinations. Walk-ins are welcome. No appointment required. Bring a health insurance card and a photo ID if you have them, but it's not necessary to have health insurance or ID to receive the vaccine. No one will be turned away for lack of an insurance card or ID. Meanwhile, the Falls Village Board of Education has their monthly meeting tomorrow at 7. In Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting tomorrow at 7:30 via Zoom. In Hillsdale, a town hall tomorrow at 7:30, the Zoning Board will hold a public hearing on an application for an area variance to divide property on Route 22. A flu vaccine clinic for 65 years or older being produced by Salisbury VNA, 38 Salmon Kill Road in Salisbury. That comes up Wednesday from 1 till 3. No appointment necessary. Open to the public. High dose only, 65 years and older. Stay home if you're sick. Please wear a mask. Wear a short sleeve shirt. Participating insurances: Aetna, Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Connecticut, Harvard Pilgrim, Medicare, UHC, Medicare. Self-pay is $75 for the high dose, over 65, cash and check. Also on Wednesday, the Kent Board of Education has a regular meeting at the Kent Center School at 5. In Sharon on Wednesday, the American Rescue Plan Act meeting at 6:30 at Town Hall. The D.M. Hunt Library has a Zoom event, a book talk, We Refuse to Be Enemies. That's on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Register at the D.M. Hunt Library or on their website, huntlibrary.org. The Dover Town Board has a special meeting on Wednesday at their Town Hall. On Thursday in Salisbury at 10 o'clock, the Pope Land Design Committee. At 7 o'clock, the Salisbury Affordable Housing Committee Community Support Subgroup Committee meeting with a special meeting. Meanwhile, the Board of Finance in Sharon will meet on November 4th at 4:30. Sharon Park and Recreation at 6:15. The Ameniatown Board meets on Thursday at 7 p.m. Ankrum, New York Planning Board meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. The Knit Club Craft Fair fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 6th from 10 till 3 at the Copay Community Building on Mountain View Road. Knitted, crocheted, and quilted items for family and home. There'll be raffles, no lunch or baked goods. Proceeds benefit the local food pantry, community Christmas baskets, and Taconic Hills Backpack Program. Save Sharon Hospital Rally on Saturday, November 6th, 3 p.m. on the Sharontown Green. They're inviting you to voice your opposition to the proposed cuts and closures at Sharon Hospital. Petitions will be available to sign, and elected officials and local families will speak. You can make your voices heard together. Art show and sale at the Tabor Wing, the Town of Dover Historical Society on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., the Tabor Wing House, Route 22 in Dover Plains. Wine and cheese will be served. Admission for that event is free. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. They now have a new tapas menu. And also Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average opens up at 35,819.56, the NASDAQ at 15,493.39, and the S&P 500 at 4605.38. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.